With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Travel, life, and fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
You're listening to the Life Adventurous Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Life Adventurous Podcast. I'm so excited you're here. This is the podcast where we talk about everything that has to do with life, adventure, and spirituality. I'm Jenny Holly, your host, and I have a very special guest here today, Rena. And if you're watching on video, you already see her, and you see her amazing background that says hashtag believe, which is freaking perfect. And if you're listening, you haven't, now you've heard her with a little giggle. So Rena, before we really get in, Before I get to that, I want to at least share what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be talking about the Akashic Records. And this is a very, very, very special podcast episode because if you don't know what the Akashic Records is, it's basically a reading that helps you in your soul's growth and your soul's intentions. I mean, that's like the easiest way to explain it without going super round, but I do have an episode that you can listen to where I talk all about the Akashic Records. So if you want to go deeper in that, and you want to hear more, listen to that episode. So Rena had a reading with me, and I just thought it was so cool for us to share because it's just such a magical experience. So before we get into that, I want you to at least know what the episode was about. Rena, just share a little bit about who you are, and we'll start there. And then, of course, if you want to lead into, like, what drew you to the Akashic Records.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Hello. Hello, everyone. And Jenny, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. To share with your audience. Rena Romano. I am a survivor of child sexual abuse and sexual assault. I'm also a mentor and advocate for other survivors of abuse. Shared my story on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Ooh. I also did a TEDx talk. I wrote my memoir, His Puppet No More. And what I'm focusing on now for survivors, Jenny, is post-traumatic growth.
Okay.
We've gone through the trauma, we've had trauma counseling, but now it's post-traumatic growth because when I had therapy, I thought I was one and done. Mm. But what I realized is it's continuing mental health and mental well-being. And that's what drew me to you and the Akashic readings because I wanted to make sure I was on purpose and get some clarity. Mm-hmm. So that's how I was drawn to you. And that's enough about me. They can find out.
Well, we're going to be hearing more and more about you because I think in this episode, you guys, if you're still listening, which you better be, I'm just saying, you know, we're just going to have a chat and share some of the things. This isn't like a big promo video, like a big sales pitch or anything. I just want to chat because each one of these readings, like I've given at this point of the recording over 50 readings and each one of them is so unique and so special and so exactly what the person needs. That's how I want to say it. Exactly what the person needs. And Rena, yours was definitely, I mean, for me, they're all special, but like it's, you know, it stands out because there was such a profound energy healing that took place during the reading. So before we get to that, okay, so you said you were drawn to me for the reading. Like, did you even know what the Akashic Records were?
I had no idea.
Okay.
No idea until you told me. And then of course, after I booked it, then I Googled everything. So right. I was all in before I even knew what it was, but it was from what you explained to me. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because I am on this spiritual journey and healing. And I have to continue to heal me so that I can be a healer. And I know that we're not done until we take our last breath on this earth. Mm-hmm. And I can always learn something new and I want to make sure that I'm on the right path. So I didn't know anything about it, but now I'm reading all about it.
Okay. So I'm totally You can decline to answer if you want, because I know this is like a big question, but I'm curious, like, how would you explain the Akasha records now that you've experienced it? Like, are you able to put into words how you would like explain it to someone else?
I haven't thought about that, but let me, I've had an angel reading in the past. Right. So if people are into readings and angel reading, and that might help them explain my angels, these are my guides. So to me, I guess how to explain it, it is just me connecting with spirit. Mm. It's connecting with spirit and those who are guiding me. And because I felt pulled and pushed into this direction for years, Jenny, I didn't know what it looked like, mm-hmm. but I felt compelled to do this work. And it's because those guides were pushing me. And maybe that's intuition for some people. Maybe that's God for some people. Maybe that's the universe talking to them or their angels. You know, we can all put it into whatever words mm-hmm. we're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I just, when I read more about it, I was very anxious. And you picked up on that. Yeah. I was very anxious, nervous, but excited.
Yeah.
And so I guess to explain it is just, we're all spirit and we're all one and we're all connected. And why not just have an open mind to new possibilities?
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that, because the open mind, I mean, I think it's normal to have a little bit of anxiety or a little bit of like, what the heck is this? You know, I've drawn if it's something that's new to you, because I've had a lot of people who've had their first Akashic record reading with me. And I've had a lot of people who have not had any type, like no angel reading, no nothing, like it's brand new. So I totally get that it would be like, what did I sign up for? But I feel in the right place, you know?
Right.
You know, it's interesting, because what you said about being open, that is so powerful, because the best way I can say it is everybody's at a different point in their spiritual path, right? And I can tell on readings who's open, and not open because they're like, hey, here's all the things I study and this is what I believe. I'm talking about open at like a soul level, because mm-hmm. the messages that come through are just really profound. Because I've done readings with people who like really want to know the answer. And it's almost like they're holding on too tight, and it doesn't matter what comes through. They don't want to hear it. They're like, no, I already know that. No, that's not it. No, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of dismissing what's coming through. Or I've had people cut me off, right? Like I'm sharing this beautiful, wow. like, this beautiful things coming through, and they're like, okay. And you know, like move on to something else. And I can just tell when someone's a little more open and ready, which you were ready. You were ready for this.
Well, I was ready for the truth.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and maybe a year or two or three ago, Jenny, I would not have been ready for the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is not there to hurt us. Mm-hmm. The truth is there to help us.
Yeah. To liberate, right?
To liberate. Yeah. And so when you almost, I'm liberated, you know, that you said you see a bell, like a Liberty bell and so after the reading and I definitely felt liberated, but I would not have been ready for this probably a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody has to be ready on their own timeline. And we must not rush ourselves mm-hmm. because that doesn't help with the healing or the journey or the joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it scares us more than puts us into a place of consciousness and really enjoying the experience.
Well, I would venture to say that also applies to the work that you do with survivors, right? People who have come out of abusive situations, that there's, I would venture to think that there's got to be a point where they have to be ready to heal and to face and to.
Oh, recover. Absolutely.
Yes. You can absolutely. Speak a little bit more
everybody's
into that.
Got, to, yeah. Do what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, speak a little bit more into that. I'd love to hear like what that's like in your line of work.
Well, I am a survivor. I trademarked that word. And I wanted to trademark that word for people so that they could call themselves a survivor. I wanted more than just being a survivor. I wanted more than just being a thriver. And the definition of survivor is accepting the past and releasing the shame of the crimes committed against us and being able to thrive in a happy, healthy, loving life. And it's accepting our past. We can't change what happened to us. but we can change how it's in control of us. We can change. You know, I tell people my past is my gift because it's put me here where I am. And if I hadn't accepted it as a gift, I would still be stuck in anger. And I got tired of being angry. And because anger was sabotaging my happiness, my joy, my success. And I was never going to forgive. And I guess my guides were telling me, you know, it's forgiveness is not saying it's okay what happened to us. Forgiveness is for us so that we can be here and accept these Akashic readings, accept the journey, accept the joy that we were all born to live in joy.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I truly believe that.
Totally.
Yeah. So, and I'm searching joy, and joy is in every aspect, crevice of our home, our mind, outside. It's how you choose to perceive what your life is. So I have a very unique perspective, and my life changed when I traded my expectation of my life to an appreciation for my life. And so, yeah, I have an open mind because I want to learn more. And the more I learn with that whiteboard, I'm filling up that whiteboard. Yeah, that's a little inside joke with Jenny and I. I'll let you in. That came through on my reading. It's because I'm filling up with wisdom and writing on that whiteboard. But it's just, I'm curious. I am curious to learn and to be more, do more. And gain more wisdom. Because the more I do, I feel the more at peace and joy I can be to help others heal.
That's beautiful. Yeah, there's so many things that, so many directions that could go with what you were saying. The one I would like to, the one that like stands out the most is when you were talking, it reminded me of something that came up in your reading. So is there anything in your reading that's like off limits not to share in this manner?
Nothing at all. I am an open book. I mean, if I can share my story on Oprah Winfrey.
There's some truth in that. Okay.
There's some truth. Yeah. I'm an open book. You can ask me anything.
So you were talking about the power of you really accepting your story and being, you know, accepting your path and being open to like that process. And it reminded me of the message that came through that had to do with you, like the vision I saw of you with gold light inside of you, grounding in and taking taking notice of all the noises outside, the birds, the squirrels, seeing everything, having gratitude for what it is you're seeing around you. So what is your perspective of that came through? Like, how did you receive that part of the message and what did it mean to you?
Well, you said in the reading that you saw green grass, green, like emerald green. And my backyard is like a rainforest. It's my sanctuary.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's got all these big, you know, rainforests because I live in Tampa. So we're in the south of the United States where we can have all these cool rainforesty plants. And so going outside and walking in the grass is I learned about grounding. So when I was in a foul mood or something, or just things are out of whack, I'd take off my shoes and I walk outside. I'm like, okay, I'm grounded. And I do it for 10 or 15 minutes. But then I didn't realize with grounding, you're supposed to become one with Mother Earth. You're supposed to come into the moment, not just walk around and feel the grass. And so what I learned from my reading with you, you seeing the grass, my backyard is my sanctuary and I need to appreciate it more. And when I do take off my shoes, go stand out there and just flow and meditate. I don't know how to meditate very well. Something I would like to learn, but I think grounding is a way of meditating too. And just trying to clear my thoughts. Because before I'm like, okay, I'm touching Mother Earth. I'm grounded. I should feel better.
with all the pressure about it. Like you're basically like stewing up. Like I like am like seeing a vision of like, what's the character in Charlie Brown that makes all the like dust or whatever?
Oh yeah. I don't remember his name.
But like that, like I'm seeing like that as a vision where it's like you're outside, like supposedly grounding, but really it's just like that big,
big good thing. Analogy. Definitely.
There's nothing relaxing about that. Of course you weren't.
No. So then when that came up in the reading, that's the first thing I thought of. And that was really cool. So I thought of me grounding and going out and really enjoying my sanctuary. Mm-hmm. It's there for a reason. It's there for me to obtain the joy I need in the moment.
So what other like aha moments did you have or things that came through that really impacted you that you felt like were, you know, because let's just share this, right? You and I know each other. We've known each other for many years. We're friends and acquaintances. So there's always that too. Like, oh, well, you're just going to tell me stuff you already know. So even that, like as things came through, like, how did you know that this was like from your soul and from something else and not just Jenny, you know?
Well, we hadn't talked in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So you don't really know what journey I have been on this mission for survivors. And I mean, we kind of touch base now and then, and you know a little bit of my story. You know that I did a TEDx talk for survivors. It's called Healing from Sexual Abuse Can Start with One Word. But you really didn't know my fears. You really didn't know my questions because it's something I don't share. And that's something that as a survivor, we keep close to ourselves. And, you know, we're really good at wearing masks and we only let people see what we want them to see. Mm. So you really didn't get to know the full me, I don't think, Jenny, until we had the reading mm-hmm. just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is
yeah. I mean, I think I've shared some fears and trepidations in the past. Because I was trying to find my way in the speaking world and the association where we met, but it was the wrong place for me. That was for corporate and I'm not in the corporate arena anymore. And that's okay. You know, I'm on my path and purpose now.
Yes. Which is beautiful.
So with the reading, what came out of it is not something you knew. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to tell you and your audience. It's not something you knew. And I think I shared this with you. I had a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did. I did that video I did for you, the testimonial. I had a lot of questions, but I didn't get to verbally ask them.
Yeah.
Because through the reading, my guides answered them for me. They knew a long time ago what my questions were.
Right. It's so true. Because there's something magical that happens when you say yes to an Akashic Record reading, right? From the point you say yes and you press book now, like it's already happening, right? Like it's already happening. Like your guides already know, they know that you're coming, that this is what you want to do. And it's interesting because of the readings I've done, yours is the only one so far, because this can definitely happen in the future. And I'm not saying that Rena's experience will be yours. So just know that every experience is different, but yours was the first reading where literally all of your questions were answered because what we do in this lineage is we do opening remarks, right? And so as we are going through opening remarks and then continuing that dialogue, like it was all there.
Yeah, it was taken care of. Well, I think that goes back to having an open mind and I desperately wanted the questions answered. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't afraid to hear what I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to share with your audience is because I was ready to hear.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What I needed to hear. And I think that makes a big difference in those people who may have cut you off before. And I've had that done too with my survivors. They're not ready to hear some things they want to hear. And that's okay. We have to love them where they are. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to love them where they are and guide them lovingly and let them know, you know, you're right where you need to be to get to where you want to go.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting because this is reminding me of another reading I had where the person asked a question, right? And then the guide shared, it's this, this, and that. And he was like, but that's not it because of this, this, and this. And that's, you know, and I was like, I tuned in and I was like, they're saying that this is the answer. So take it or leave it. You don't have to do anything with it, but I'm just letting you know that this is what they're saying. And I think for me, as a channel of the information that's coming through, I'm just sharing what's coming through. Like, I'm sorry, it's not the answer that you wanted. I'm sorry, it's not You're the right. person you wanted. I'm sorry, it's not the way that you wanted, but this is literally what they're saying right now.
Well, what I would like to say on that fact is because after my reading, you said that you saw me twirling, mm-hmm. and that I was going to be having fun and living in joy. And I didn't know what the twirling meant mm-hmm. at the moment. And there's some other things I wrote down and I took notes. They didn't make sense at the moment, but now they do. And I'll tell you, the twirling is because I want to take dance lessons.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And the fun is because I'm in my mid-60s and modeling agencies are looking for older, or I don't want to use the word older, but...
Sophisticated?
Sophisticated. Yeah, yeah. Mature. Thank you. Mature women because of the age group and the boomers. So mm-hmm. I did some modeling for Dress for Success. It's an association.
All the here. Pictures, you rocked it.
I know. So I had so much fun and everybody says, why don't you get into modeling, you know, and try it. So I'm looking into that too. And the twirling, I want to take dance lessons. So now all that made sense. And that's going to be my fun.
That's awesome. You bring up a good point because a lot of times things come through and they may feel cryptic in the moment or they don't make sense. And the magic about Akashic Record reading is that you may see that sign or whatever in days to come. You may hear that song that came through in days to come. Like everything will be revealed, right? Everything will be revealed. It's all intentional and for a purpose. And, you know, it's interesting because like my practice as a reader is to be as clear as I can and get out of the way and not let my judgments, my thoughts, my opinions come through because it's not, this isn't me telling you what to do. This is channeling the information, right? Because if you ask me some of those same questions right now as Jenny, you would probably get very different answers, right? Because that's coming from my logical brain versus like the energy that comes through in that.
Yeah.
Because I think you also shared that after the reading, you needed some rejuvenation time because there was a lot of energy healing that took place.
Exactly. We had the reading in the morning and I was going to do some other things and record a bunch of videos, but I was happily wiped out. I mean, in a good way, I wasn't really wiped out in a bad sense. I don't want to say that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take some time to sit with it. Yeah. And I'm like, it was like I had all this built up anxiety before it. And afterwards, it was like so peaceful and calming. And I just wanted to sit with it. And I didn't want to have to push myself to do anything that wasn't necessary to do for the day, if that makes any sense.
I think it does, because one thing that I'm glad you're bringing this up, because everybody's different, but also I would invite you, if you're going to book a reading, to give yourself some time. You don't necessarily have to block out the whole day, like feel into it and see what works. But I've had people who have readings and then have an appointment like 15 minutes after the reading. I would just encourage you to give just a little bit more time so you can have a chance just to sit with the information, you know, maybe 30 minutes or an hour, like give yourself a little extra time just to kind of be before you move on to the next task. That's just something I would recommend because I think that it's just been, like you said, there's some power in just marinating in what just happened.
Yeah. Good word, marinating in it. Yeah. And I did. And and it kept marinating and kept flowing. And it's just, it was just a completely awesome experience. And I'm glad I did it. I got a lot of clarity. You know, I was using a lot of negative thoughts and negative and put myself down and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'm a healer. I'm a woman with wisdom. And I know that I was called to do this work. Mm. And so I need to stop fighting it.
Yeah.
I have stopped fighting it. And see, catching my words.
Yes, yes, yes. That's perfect. That was such a big teaching in her reading, by the way. That was such
It was. It was. And I have gotten better with my negative thoughts and my negative, because this is what I teach, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We teach what we need to learn, right?
Yeah, totally. I get it. What this podcast is all about, that's literally what I'm doing in all these episodes. It's teaching what I need to learn, and I am learning and going through and everything. Yes.
So, because, I am a wise woman and have a lot to give and share. And, you know, I have a lot of survivors look at me and say, how can you be so happy? Mm-hmm. After everything you've gone through. And if they go watch my TEDx talk, it'll share more stuff with them. But like I said, we were meant to live in joy. We were born to live in joy. That's why we're here. And a friend of mine, and I'm going to share this with others, and I share it all the time. A friend of mine, because I was still stuck in anger. And she said, Rena, you're not responsible for what happened to you. But as an adult now, you're responsible for the rest of your life.
It's powerful.
And you can stay stuck in the anger or you can live in joy. And the choice is yours now. As a child or as a victim of sexual assault, you were a victim. But now you're a survivor.
That's so good. That is so good. Once again, no pressure with this question. This is just me being curious. Now that you've had a reading, would you do another reading? Or do you feel like one time is good? Like, what's that like on your end? I mean, I've had so many readings that for me, I'm like, not just me giving them, me receiving them. So I'm but also that's because I know so many people who do this now. So there's a lot of sharing with the other people that I went through the classes with.
Right, right. Gotcha. You know, I thought about it and I would, but I would wait.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Because right now I'm in that moment of that reading and I'm marinating in it lovingly and I'm bathing in it.
Yeah.
It feels like a bubble bath. I don't want to leave this warm bubble bath. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally does.
Good analogy.
Yes.
So I'm right now, I'm not ready for one.
Yeah, you're complete.
Because I'm in a good place. This just happened, 2 days ago? So I'm enjoying this warm bubble bath and marinating in it. I would do it.
Okay, that makes sense. Sorry.
No worries. But I would do it later when I get past this point. And because, you know, we're always evolving. Mm-hmm. I'm evolving. I am completely different from what I was a year ago, 5 years ago. I joined Toastmasters, Jenny, in 2007 because I wanted to learn how to do public speaking, share my story. And I went from being really shy in front of 10 people at Toastmasters to being on the Oprah Winfrey Show. To speaking at crisis centers to help them with their fundraising, to being on the TEDx stage. And now I'm a speaking coach, you know, and I help others find their voice. So, we're all evolving.
Yeah, totally. It makes sense. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, since I am on the reader side, right? Like one thing I've learned, and I'm not saying this has to be from a client perspective, and I'm going to distinguish this in a second. But one thing I've learned is you could literally ask the same question in the records every day and just get another layer of answer. Right? Because there's just so much depth there. And it's based on, there's like a couple things that take place where, you know, the information that comes through is based on what you need to know now in this moment, right? And then tomorrow or 2 days from now, things have shifted and things have changed. And you know what I'm saying? You've maybe taken decisions or you haven't taken decisions. Now you know this information, right? So there's always going to be like something else that can be learned. Now, on the receiving side of things, and this is where, for me as a reader, I would not want to give readings on a weekly basis or something, because I don't want to be a part of a dependency for someone where they're always looking for. I would rather them learn how to access the records themselves and learn how to get these answers, right? Versus like going to a reader every week. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It'd be great for my business, but it's not great for the person, I don't think, to be dependent on that. Now, once a quarter, every 6 months, every year, every 4 years, I don't know, whatever that means, that makes sense, you know, to come back, especially if you have a reader that you really like and you want to continue, that totally makes sense. But I would not want to, unless it was part of like a package or something. Okay, we're going to work together for 6 months and, you know, we're going to do two or three readings in that time frame, but also we're going to coach and integrate, like maybe something like that. Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're focusing on different aspects. Okay. Let's ask questions about your life purpose. Now let's ask questions about, you know, your mindset. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Maybe something like that. But definitely, if you're listening or watching and you're like, I want a reading every week or month, I'm probably not your person, because I really don't want to have that codependency. I really want people to feel like they can make the decisions on their own.
Yeah. That's the word that came up, codependent. And yeah, you don't want to become codependent on that. And I will know I'm learning to read my intuition and feel it more and understand it more. So I will know if and when I will not want another one, you know, exactly. And that's what people need. I think they should, I encourage them to really just start listening to your intuition, and you'll know if something's right or wrong for you. And it you know, you may not need it right now, or you may, but yeah, codependency is not what we're here to help, how to help people. No, we're healers. We're here to help heal so that they can be dependent on themselves.
Yes, totally. And it's interesting because you and I do very similar work, but in different realms. So with that being said, like where, like, you've shared a lot throughout this message about like who you are and what you do, but like, I don't know, share a little bit about what you do again and where people can find you, because this work that you do is really important. It's really important for those who need it. So I encourage you guys, I'll say that after she goes. So go ahead, you share.
Thank you. Well, as a Sir Thriver, and I have, I've developed a master class, and I'm working on an online course for survivors for their continuing well-being. Like I said, I went through counseling. I've done tapping. I've done hypnosis. I've had my readings, and I do a lot of reading and healing. And I think it's very important that we continue doing things for our mindset. And that's what I'm offering survivors after they've gone through crisis counseling, because I am not a licensed medical therapist. I am a Sir Thriver and an advocate. I've been through trainings for mindset and leadership and life counseling, but I am not a therapist licensed. So I say that up front. So I encourage people to get crisis counseling before they come to me. I am the next step, and I can complement what you've been through in counseling or training. And I think that's what you do too. If anybody's gone to a therapist, I think what we do is we complement the next step.
And help them move forward and paint that picture. And it's interesting. I never thought about it that way. We really do the same thing. Help people find their confidence, help people find their authentic self, help people dream bigger and find the joy in life and have more fun and adventure and on their terms, right? It's like
absolutely
the exact same thing. I never thought about that way, but it's so profound.
It is. It's very profound. And we are the next step for them, as you are the next step in my journey in healing. And so we're all there to help each other. I'm continuing to heal. I'm continuing to grow. If I don't, I won't be of service to others. I won't be of service to myself and my happiness and joy.
Yeah.
And people can sense that. And so if they sense what I'm doing well, and they want some of that, you know, so I do mentoring calls. I do 1 hour mentoring calls. They usually turn into an hour and a half. I also offer my Thrive Journal when they sign up for that. I also am putting together an online course for survivors to continue with the well-being. It's journaling, it's affirmations, it's making plans. Mm-hmm. And it's just not all mindset, which is so important, but it's mind, body, soul. And I know that you do the same thing. We have to integrate all three.
Yeah.
To heal and move forward.
So where can they go? I'm guessing you have SirThrivers.com or something like that, right?
Well, I don't have SirThriver.com. Okay. I do own the trademark, but it's because most of my branding is Rena Romano. So Rena Romano, SirThriver. You can go to Rena, R-E-N-A, Romano, R-O-M-A-N-O.com. I have a YouTube, Rena Romano, SirThriver. Please subscribe. Also, I have a gift for survivors. If they go to my website, they can sign up for free. And I offer weekly affirmations with a message of encouragement. And I've received so many messages, Jenny, that people are so inspired with those little weekly messages.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you do that. And I'm glad to, I'm just so glad you stepped into your power and that you put all this together. I really am. And I'm grateful that you took the time and you were willing to share your experience of what it was like to have a reading. So before we close off the episode, is there anything, like any final things that we didn't cover or anything else that you wanted to share that you feel was left out or last words or anything?
Don't be afraid of your past. And this is my unique perspective. People say, Rena, don't let your past define you. And I say, oh, no, 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 no. My past does define me. And this is why. Because I look at the courage, strength, and tenacity it took to survive what I survived. And that's what I focus on. I focus on the positive of surviving that and surviving after. So don't let any negativities in your past get you down or focus on that. Focus on the strength it took to survive what you survived.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time. And guys, if you want to book a reading, you know where to go. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you.
You can subscribe to the Life Adventurous podcast on your favorite podcast streaming app. Be sure to head on over to thelifeadventurous.com to book your Akashic Record reading, join our exclusive community, the Levolutionary Circle, and stay in touch with all the updates, all things The Life Adventurist. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.